Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Hi Hans, here we are again. Now we're going to answer a few more problems for the peoples.
Well Hans.
Oh yeah, Rihanna's here as well Hans. How well again?
Well Hans.
Right, first question. Dear LMRA, hi. I don't have a problem as such. I'm actually writing to you about one of your problems last week. The one about an older man seeking love.
Oh yeah, I remember that, yeah.
When I read it, my heart skipped a beat. I'm in the same position myself. I'm a 70-year-old lady, no family. That's terrible, isn't it? God help her. And I've never been married. I just had to get in touch. I know this may seem a little bit silly, and I know I've not even seen this man, but we've so much in common. How would you know that?
Shush.
Well, soft. I'm looking for someone who can share happiness and love with me for my later years. Can you please help me get in contact with this gentleman, as I really do not want to miss the chance of being happy in my life. Thank you, all my love and best wishes. Hiya, hon. Listen, right, you keep your claws out, my man. Cheekford, that's my fella now. Cheekford, even to write in, like, you're made a show of, and it's no wonder no one ever married you, because you're going around robbing fellas left, right and centre, isn't she? You have to make a holy show of yourself in front of all the people that are listening to the radio as well. I'd be dying off if I was you. Imagine that. You think you can just walk in here and snatch my new man? She wouldn't even say she's able to walk, actually, because she's that old. You have to put me into terrible form now, hon, to tell you the truth. Come here, how you fix for a drop kick to the faulty hip? Because that's what you'll be getting now if you try pull a fast one on me like that again. Good luck, hon. Talk to you after. Sorry about that last question, hon. Just ignore her. I hope she gets a terrible dose of the gout.
Karma, I'll get her. Don't worry, hon.
Karma, I let karma do its work, hon. Because I'm with that fella now. Right, we'll go on to the next question. Dear LMRA, well, where do I even start? I've been living in Dublin all my life, and just last year I moved house. The house is perfect, the location is perfect, as it's very close to my workplace. Grand for them with a job, isn't it?
Ain't it?
The only problem is my next door neighbours. Oh, I've the same problem with my neighbours. I've never got on with them since day one. We've barely spoken. They have no kids, but they do have a chihuahua dog that they treat like a child. I mean, they even have to hire a babysitter to come over and look after the dog while they're at work. The problem is that my Rottweiler has got a next door's chihuahua pregnant. The neighbours are threatening to take legal action and claim that their little runt was sexually assaulted by my dog. If it was anyone else, I'd just laugh, but I know they will actually go through with this. Hi, hon, tell you true, your dog's a dirty divil.
Ain't she? Dirty, dirty dog.
The poor little chihuahua must be in a terrible state. Your Rottweiler shouldn't have taken advantage like that. That poor little dog, when she was probably in a vulnerable state, like, wasn't she? It's always the same with men, though, isn't it, hon? Only out for the one thing on their mind.
It's all true, hon.
And I'm sick to the teeth of it, are you, hon?
Sick of it.
Swanning around thinking they can do whatever they want, and me at home nearly slipping a disc in me back trying to make a stew for him. Would you stop? It's terrible, isn't it?
Scandalous.
I'll tell you, bejays, you'll get a fright one of these days. Some people don't know what they've got till it's gone on, like the clappers of hell down the inner relief road. Back to the problem anyways, hon. I've got some knocked off dog food. Me and Rihanna went halves on it. Pedigree Bum. If you'd be interested in buying a bit off me, like, I sort you out, definitely.
Dogs love it. They love it.
Yeah, dogs and humans love it, so they do. And I could do a real good deal for you now. A family booklet or something. Because God knows you'll need it now when the little ones come along. Glad to be able to help anyway, hon. Loves you. XOXOX.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance. The podcast. The podcast. Now, a look at the papers.
Right, here's myself and Rihanna back for the newses. The local newses, the international newses, all the newses. Because the people loves the newses. So I'm looking at the paper here now, for the newses paper, like, and just see that there was a woman attacked, a knife point.
Hon.
That was me.
I know, hon.
I attacked that woman. And I tell you, she was asking for it, so she was. Text to my
fella. That one that was... raising
you. She was raising me all week for
you
a good week.
Not
yeah.
To be raising you.
But, hon, didn't I tell that woman all week?
Hon, you were warning her.
A long weekend it was and all. I said, you don't raise me this week, hon, because you'd be attacked at knife point.
Sure, she thought you were messing
And look at it up
more
in the paper now. Yeah, I know. And trying to make me out to be a thug. Yeah, look, early Friday evening walking down. So she thought she was a great one walking down. I tell you, she wasn't too quick when I pulled the iPhone off her.
Oh, well, it was on an iPhone.
Yeah, anyone want to buy it, actually send me a request for Farmville on Facebook.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah, it's unlocked to all networks.
Alright.
Jailbroke, like myself. Oh yeah, the Jedwards are coming to town. Did you hear about that?
Oh hon, I cannot wait.
Oh no, I hate them.
Do you know?
Yeah, people always say we're like Jedward, because I'm Renty.
Rihanna.
And together we're Renty.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Aren't we?
Yeah, we're the very same as
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we are, because sometimes when you hear us be like
I say Jedward are real jealous ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we both have the blonde hair as well.
Yeah, my hair is pure blonde. Sometimes, like, I'd have it blonde
when you're out in the sun, especially after the good weather.
Yeah, God, remember I got terrible blonde hair after the good weather. The summer was brilliant, though. I had a great summer this year.
Yeah, I loved it. Went to the beach and all.
Yeah, just looking for more news is here now. Hogan accused of bully by tactics. A Fianna Fáil councillor. I never knew that Hulk Hogan was a Fianna Fáil councillor.
Neither did I, hon.
Do you remember him? He used to play the wrestling.
Yeah.
I used to do all the moves on my mother. Remember one time he gave my mother the people's elbow, all lads.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Remember, she was terrible sick after
she got her take, didn't she?
Yeah, sure. She gave me a upside down triple sharpshooter to the jaw. Didn't she?
Hon, you were in bits after that.
Do you remember I had to get my jaw rewired and all? I was up in the care doc for 6 months.
Like Kanye West, you were.
Yeah, it was like Kanye West.
Remember, and then you made up that song, Through the Wire.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one now, hon, when you think about all the things I've after accomplishing in my short life, like.
Done a lot with yourself, hon.
Didn't I?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, so am I.
Never loved you.
Now, a new Aldi store opening up in Bunclody. I do rob Aldi out of it every week. I tell you, it's the easiest place to rob out of. It's brilliant, so it is. And it's great.
Now, Beyonce's buggy, do you put stuff under her buggy?
Yeah, I do stuff her up with stuff as well. I know she's a bit old, like she's 14 and in the buggy. But sure, she looks young.
Yeah, she likes it in there.
Yeah, she does. I was in the buggy till what? I think the first time I got out of it was to go up and collect a present or to give my mother the flowers on my 21st. Yeah, so that day is past now that you can't pay the household tax anymore. Did you pay it, hon?
Hon, I will not pay that. I was going to go out and campaign and all with people.
I'd rather shoot myself in a place where it hurt the queer lot than pay that tax.
Stand up for what you believe in.
So I don't even have a fixed abode at the minute, so what would I be paying it for? No fixed abode, like. Do you have a fixed abode, hon?
Yeah, hon. Sure, I still live with my mother.
Oh, yeah. My mother kicked me out because I'd done an April Fool's on her. Drove straight over in my uncle's car yesterday.
Oh, hon, that's quite a good one,
yeah,
isn't
it? So she hadn't a clue where it was coming.
She probably thought you were dead serious.
Ah, yeah. She's on life support now with her.
Ah, she'll be all right, hon.
Do you think she'll be all right? Say a prayer to St. Anthony so that I can find her.
Yeah, I will, hon. Find her wellness.
She is. I feel a bit upset now for doing that.
I don't, hon. It's grand. It's only an April Fool's.
Do you get any April Fool's done on you, know?
No, hon.
We're going to go on to the weather here because the news is finished. There's no more newses, and the weather for this week is it's going to be hot all around the world for a good few weeks. Enjoy.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. LMRA's thought for the day.
Right, hons, on to my final thought of the day. My thought for today is don't forget your shovel if you have to go to work. And if you've got work to go to, then fuck you, because no one else has.
Check out Lil Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.